This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
I realised I was gay, probably about 17 maybe. A guy I knew for years was my best mate, and one night he stayed over. And we were sort of like sitting outside playing spin the bottle as you do when your kids, you know, drink booze and tell dirty stories. And I asked him if he ever thought about being gay. And he said no. Then he asked me, and I said, yeah, sort of. And he said, have you ever had any sexual fantasies about guys? And I said, yep, all the time. And then he said, who? And I said, oh, I don't really want to tell you this. And he said, no, tell me. And I said, you. And he went, really? And I said, yeah. And then he said, well, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm the same. And I was quite shocked by that, because he was the last person I ever expect to understand. And so we carried on talking, and we ended up in bed together. And then the next morning, I felt so bad. I thought I'd done something wrong, and we never talked. We didn't talk about it, because we were both so freaked out about it. And so I didn't talk to him for about probably 2 months after that, and I was in complete shock. And then I used to go to a youth group, sort of thing. I wasn't Christian or anything like that, but a lot of my friends were, and they went to that, and I went along, and he used to go to that too. And then I saw him there, and we ended up talking, and it just ended up being a sexual thing with that friendship. And one night, we got together, and I said to him, this can't go on any longer, because we've ruined a friendship because of what happened. And we were just using each other for sex, really, and it was pretty bad. It really screwed the both of us up, because it was the wrong time, the wrong place, and I'd never come out at that stage, and neither had he. And so it stopped, and then I came out to my friends probably about 2 months after that happened. And when I told my best friend Catherine, I was so scared, because I didn't know anybody gay apart from Jodie, my friend. And I told her, and she said to me, you're the bestest friend I've ever had, Mike. I love you just the way you are, gay, straight, whatever. She said, you're still Mike. It doesn't matter what you are. And that made me feel so good, because I had so much support. And coming up to the first person was the hardest, but after that, they were a breeze. And the whole time I came out, I made so many more friends, because so many more people saw me differently, because I was more open and honest with them now, without lying or covering up, because they could tell something was wrong. And I never, ever, ever had one problem. In fact, I had complete bliss. And, I've never had one problem at all. The only thing that was really bad was when I came out to Mum. And but she's okay now. She's really good. She doesn't understand it completely, but she knows that's me and I can't change. And I would never be any other way now. I think I've always had desires for guys. I mean, I've had lots of girlfriends when I was younger, but it was never anything, it was never the right time or the right place to put a relationship with a woman. And every time something ever became serious with a woman, it always turned bad. And I kept thinking to myself, no, it's just me. It's just me being paranoid. But I had a lot of dreams about guys. I mean, I never masturbated until I was 17. That was after I first had sex. I never really had the desire for that. And so before then, all my wet dreams were about guys. And I thought that was just, you know, a phase. And there was this one dream that was always the same dream over and over. And one night, I'm going forward in time now. So the first time I ever went to a gay bar was Toledo Bar. The same thing happened to me in the bar that happened to me in my dream. And it became reality, and I knew that I was gay because my dream stopped, and I didn't feel so insecure. I felt that I'd found my true self. And so I was sitting in a bar with this guy. I didn't know who he was, and I can see it now clearly in my mind. All I could see was from the neck down, and I was sitting next to him at the bar, and my temptations got the got the best of me, and I reached over and grabbed his crutch. And that was it. That was my dream. That's all it ever was. And none of my wet dreams were ever sexual. Never sexual. It was always emotional and, like, two guys, you know, holding each other or, you know, fondling or kissing. It was never, ever sexual. I never, ever saw a guy sexually in my dream, wet dreams, when I was a young kid. So, yeah. I went to a gay support group called Icebreakers, which was back in those days. I don't know if it's still around now. And I met a couple of guys who I worked with there. And friends of mine introduced me to another guy who actually lived where I lived in Wainuiomata. And Mum asked me how I met this guy and what his intentions were, and I said, just a friend. He was a lot older than me. He was 11 years older than me, but that was never, it was never a sexual thing. And so she asked me, in plain words, was he an ass bandit? And I said, don't know what you mean. I had an idea, but I didn't want to say it. And she said, is he gay? And I said, yes, he is. And she asked me if I was, and I said, no. And the reason why I said no was because the timing was not right. I did not feel the time was right to come out to my mum to tell her I was gay. I had to wait for the right moment. And she kept pestering me for weeks and weeks. We argued over it. We had bad fights over it. And one day I just gave in, couldn't handle it any longer, and told her I was gay. And she kept telling me it'd be okay. And so I thought maybe she will be okay, because she liked my friends who she knew were gay. So I thought if she can accept them, she can accept her own son. And I told her I was. And things got messy. We didn't talk for probably... I walked out of home. I couldn't handle the strain. And things got messy. We didn't talk for about 4 months. And then we started talking again. And the way we are now, or have been for the last 4 or 5 years, we've never been so close. Never. So it pays off. It does pay off in the long run. They do accept you better because they know you're honest with them. There's no more lies and hurt. And I think the reason why she's so understanding now is because she knows I'm not going to get married and have kids and then later on in life find out and hurt a lot of people's lives, break up a lot of people's lives. So I think she's, in a way, happy I am. I know what I am now and not when I'm 35, 40, etc. So... And I also live back at home, and my stepfather, now, who she's remarried, is awesome. He's the best thing to her, and he's been the best thing to me. Not a problem at all. They can both sit there and watch a gay program on TV and not even get disgusted. They actually find it interesting and understand me better. But because they class the average gay person as being feminine, dressing up in women's clothing and, you know, performing anal sex, and they know I do not do any of those. So they just see me as being a normal heterosexual guy, but I'm gay who prefers men, and they don't even class me as being gay because I'm not gay orientated. They just see me as a normal person. And that's really good for me too, because I am just a normal guy. I cannot handle drag queens. I don't like it. That's just me. Working at Bojangles, as I did for over a year, seeing a lot of those drag acts, I liked watching it. I found it very amusing, but it also gave me an ill feeling in my stomach. My theory is, you're gay, you're a man. You were born a man. I don't understand why a lot of these guys had to become feminine and become like that. I don't understand it. And why lesbians become shaved head, tattoos, masculine. I don't know why that is, but I just don't understand it. And it's just, I don't know, as nasty as it sounds, it sickens me, even though they're just the same as I am, but they just have different views and feelings. So I suppose you could say, in a way, I am a little judgmental, but I tolerate it because I have to tolerate it, but I don't show it. I still, you know, get on with them. I still accept them for them, and I don't say what I feel because I don't need to, because I can hide it well and cover it up. But I've got a lot of gay friends who are feminine. A guy I work with is feminine, he's the bestest mate I've ever had. But as I've got to know them, I've got to know them as a person, not as what I saw. So, yeah, it pays to not to be judgmental. And I've learnt that. Especially in the gay society, it's a very hard lifestyle. But it's only hard if you make it hard. It can just be as easy as a normal life. I think you have to wait till the timing's right. Don't just say it because it sounds good. You've got to know in yourself if you're gay or bi. It's a hard one to say because everybody's different. So leading a gay lifestyle is what you make it, just like a heterosexual life. You can be as happy or as sad as you want it to be. Just be open, be honest, be genuine, and you'll get along, you'll go a long way, you'll live a long, happy life. I'm the happiest, one of the happiest men alive. Well, I hope I am. I think I am. Yeah. My health's great. I don't stress out as much as anymore. My values and people adore me because I'm so open and so honest, and they see me for me, and I see them for them. But you have to do it in your own time and your own mind.